Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now by the Road Warrior, Matt Duchesne, who is checking in from some exotic port of call in Buffalo, maybe. What's going on, Matt?
Well, it's definitely not exotic here.
Well, when Mickey said you were the Road Warrior, that made me wonder, like, if you weren't a hockey player, would you be a wrestler?
A wrestler?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I could see that. I don't know what your nickname would be.
Well, we've been through the whole nickname, right?
Maybe it
because
would be
I
catchy.
Asked you, you know, why don't hockey players have names like the Killer or something like that? And you said we're just too modest. That's not what we do. Now in Slapshot, they had those kind of names though. And for the longest time, all I knew from hockey, Matt, was what I learned from Slapshot.
So you learn the most important stuff then.
I used to tell David Poyle that we were putting on the foil for Poyle, and actually, it sounded like I made him laugh, and that made me happy.
Yeah, I think he would like that, actually.
Oh, he did. He liked the thought of us putting on the foil for him. Hey, what a completely insane game last night. It basically had everything, including stretches of, you know, not a lot of shots, but as Brent said earlier, our co-host here, lots of intensity all the way through.
Yeah, you know, you play some of those Western Conference teams, they like to they play a very simple game, which, you know, I think... Yeah, we didn't have a lot of shots. We had some really good looks, but generating offense is a little bit harder, and it's not as free flowing. It's a lot of the time they're not very fun games to play in. Last night had a bit more up and down than some other games, and obviously for the fans, some of the rough stuff is exciting. You know, usually we like more of a traditional, like, you know, not being shorthanded or, you know, so much on the power play, you know, so much 4-on-4 because guys get taken out of the game at times. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we felt from the very start we were going to win that game. We had some really good opportunities early that we didn't score on. But I thought that set the tone for us.
How about Saros coming up big? He had several big saves, but the penalty shot was huge.
Yeah, he's the best breakaway goalie I've ever seen. He's really special. He doesn't get ever beat on Deeks, which is, he's just so quick and so patient. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest. So, when they got the penalty shot, I don't think there was a part of me that didn't think he was going to make that save. So, I actually was kind of happy they had the penalty shot instead of, us getting a penalty, because I figured he'd stop that and then we'd go right back on the power play. So that was the case.
The amazing thing about him too is, you know, he's the backup goalie to guy Pekka, who's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. You have both of those goalies.
They're both unbelievable. You know, Juices has had some tough luck start of the season, and Pex was carrying the load for us, and now it's been a little bit more of a tandem, and because Pex is 37, I mean, that needs to be that way. Juice is a younger guy, obviously. And, so it's nice that we don't have to grind Pex down, and we can get that quality out of him. Not that he can't handle the heavy workload, because he will get most of it. He definitely can. It's just nice when you can put another guy in, and it's not really a backup situation. It's as close to a 1A, 1B situation I've seen. That I've seen on a team that I've been on. So they're both unbelievable goalies, and tough to score on in practice, and which makes us better as shooters. And so it's great playing with those two guys.
Matt Duchesne, our guest. Things actually got so chippy last night. I saw Roman Josi. He actually got mad. I mean, I haven't seen that. Most of the time he just smiles and looks like Roman Josi. He was mad.
Josi's got a side to him that he's very intense. I, I, he he was fired up about some stuff going on during the game, and then some of that stuff put him over the edge. He's not as smiley and as laid back as you think he is, and I say that in a really good way. I love his intensity. I love his passion, and you want to see your captain have that fire and have that care about what they're doing, and he certainly has that. And, I was teasing him today. I was like, man, you got riled up the start of the game, and you didn't come down off that all game long. We were laughing. So,
he just rode the wave of intensity.
Yeah, he's like, I was so mad, and I was like, you're so mad that you're making yourself more mad. He's like, yeah, I was. So sometimes he played a great game too, and sometimes you play your best games whenever you feel like that.
Well, he was. There was a mic involved in some of that, which is really funny. But are you, speaking of that, are you guys aware, like when people are mic'd up, are you actually aware of that and think about that?
We know when guys are. Sometimes you'll ask somebody if they're mic'd up before you'll say something. Just obviously there's things that get said amongst each other during the game that you want to keep between each other. And, in today's world, it's getting harder and harder to have those kinds of conversations. But, I think being mic'd up there, whenever you have control of, what's going on, what's going to come out or what's going to be broadcast is going to be stuff that wouldn't be turning a bad light, and the guys are so great around the league in terms of, just so many good people in this game. But when the puck drops, I mean, it's competitive nature, competitive atmosphere, and it's a competitive situation where, profanity is pretty normal, and you say some things in the heat of the moment that you probably wouldn't say, when you're just hanging out, talking. It's nice that we don't have to worry about that too much in terms of being mic'd up, but it does give a really good look to the fans about what's going on, and some of those intense moments are really cool as well. So if it's done the right way, it's a good thing.
Do guys cuss in a lot of different languages? And if they are, would you even know?
Yeah, usually it sounds the same coming out in terms of the expression. I played in Sweden during the lockout, and Switzerland actually. In Sweden, I became pretty fluent in profanity in Swedish during that time. So,
like, you can't order a soda, but you can cuss somebody out.
Yeah, you know what? I picked up that language pretty quick, actually. But I could definitely. I can definitely let it fly if I need to in Swedish. I definitely don't very often, but I get a laugh out of some of my Swedish teammates every now and then whenever I do.
So Jack Eichel, Buffalo, next on the agenda. That guy's got some eye-popping stats right now. He's really been a scoring machine.
Yeah, he's he runs this team here. I mean, he plays the quarterback position on the power play. They have a very good power play. That's the key to any guy in this league that's putting up big numbers is they have big power play numbers. And it just gives you, it's what's crazy about that is it gives you as an offensive guy, you get an easy point early on in the game and you're feeling it the rest of the night. And then you're probably putting two or three more in yourself. So he's a guy that the straw that stirs the drink here. And guy that you got to be aware of, but their whole team is very offensive. They all have, they're able to score goals, and we got to be on our best behavior defensively for sure. And it's also a team that you can score against. So I usually like playing in these games where it's kind of my style of hockey, where it's a little bit up and down offensive hockey, and you compete hard defensively and make plays, and you can go back the other way and create your own kind of wave of offense. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Matt, I'm curious, 8-3-1 start, then you guys lose 8 of 9. We talked a lot about that. Now 12 points in 8 games. What's been right? Does it feel like it's headed in the right direction again?
Yeah, I think we're 5-1-2 or 2-1 or something in our last 8 games. It's one of those two stats. That's winning hockey. That's the type of hockey we're capable of. And that little blip will be long forgotten if we keep doing what we're supposed to right now. So, we like where we're at. We actually liked a lot of our games there when we'd lost 8 of 9. It was a really strange. I don't think I've seen team. I've never been on a team that's dominated games and lost the way we were losing there for a bit. It was really head scratching. But this game is funny. It's so fickle. It's not. It's so different than any other sport. And most other sports, you play well, you win the game. hockey, I think we talked about this, you don't always win whenever you play well. Mm-hmm. And you can actually get beat badly when you outplay the other team. And, you know, individually you can play terrible and have a goal and assist, and then you can play your best game of the season and get nothing. So it's really funny how this goes. And usually, though, you put the same effort out, or you do the right things over and over again, you're going to get the long-term results going to be there.
Well, Matt, good luck in Buffalo. We'll be watching for sure, and always appreciate the time. Appreciate our friends at Two Rivers Ford for making this happen every week.
Awesome. Good talking to you guys.
Yes, talk to you next Travel week. Safe.
Red Center, Matt Duchesne on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Two Rivers Ford. Love where you buy your Ford.
Charlie Casserly coming up from the